Now, a remembrance. Arthur Obermeyer, a leading philanthropist and one of the earliest Kendall Square scientist entrepreneurs, passed away this week. At the age of 84, he had prostate cancer. Obermeyer left his mark in many ways. In June of this year, he and his wife Judith were inducted into the White House Small Business Innovation Research Hall of Fame for their efforts to encourage federal funding for small businesses. Obermeyer also created an award to recognize non-Jewish Germans who worked to preserve pieces of Jewish history. Obermeyer also altered Massachusetts politics when he convinced Father Robert Drynen to run for Congress in 1970, and Drynen became the first Catholic priest ever elected to Congress. Earlier today, we reached retired Congressman Barney Frank to ask him about Obermeyer and Obermeyer's impact on Massachusetts politics.
It's a sad occasion, but I welcome the chance to talk about Arthur.
What stands out for you when you remember Arthur Obermeyer?
First of all, being a first-rate scientist, a great entrepreneur, and a committed and effective political activist. Those are not things that go together. Let me start with the last. A lot of people who care very deeply about issues aren't very good at figuring out what to do. Arthur was a kind of very pragmatic fanatic.
Sounds like an amazing Renaissance man.
Absolutely.
You know, the Globe said he altered the course of the Democratic Party in Massachusetts. And one of the big things that's attributed to him is convincing Reverend Robert Drynen to run for office. Talk about what your thoughts are about that.
Well, there's no question. Massachusetts, up until 1970, was a kind of a conventional liberal place. By now, and for the past 20 years or so, Massachusetts has been seen as one of the leading states of liberal advocacy and at the national level. But it was 1970, the Drynen election, where Arthur Obermeyer was so significant that really marked the beginning, because in that case, it was a clash within the party. Father Drynen took on one of the senior Democrats, a very high-ranking man who was going to be chairman of the Armed Services Committee, Phil Philbin. Drynen defeated him in a primary. That was the first victory for the more liberal activist wing of the party, and that followed with Gary Studson and Paul Tsongas and Ed Markey, and in fact it culminated with me in 1980. I met Arthur Obermeyer, but I met him when I became a candidate to replace Father Drynen.
What would you say was his philosophy?
It was to be effective in advancing liberal causes. It was to take this goal of promoting peace, of promoting economic fairness, of fighting discrimination, and assessing the political reality and figuring out the best way to go forward. And they found it useful because he had such very good credentials that he could help. There would sometimes be cases where other passionate believers in these causes were advocating unrealistic courses of action, were excessively critical of reasonable compromises. And Arthur had the credentials to defend first Father Drynen and then myself when we said to people, look, we are trying very hard to do what you want, but the way you want us to do it isn't going to work well. And Arthur's standing was very, very helpful. He was a pretty low drama guy. He was soft-spoken, reasonable. It was a kind of cumulative impact of his consistent, thoughtful, reasonable approach that made him so effective.
Former Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
We should note that Arthur Obermeyer was a member of the WBUR Executive Advisory Council. To hear a recent Kind World episode featuring Obermeyer, go to our website, radioboston.org. And stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.